from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. In a very real sense, data is Yuma Proving Ground's chief product, and the post-data processing branch is the nerve center for reducing the enormous amounts of data collected during tests on the post's vast ranges. Ashley Thompson is chief of the data processing branch. You started out here as an engineering technician.
Yes, for automotive instrumentation. Actually, before that, I supported the safety office with APT Research, and we lost our contract, and Trax picked me up.
And for a time, you went to Huntsville, Alabama, too.
Yes, so I think 2.5 years I spent there, and I was in explosives modeling and simulation. So we were blowing stuff up at China Lake and then mapping out all the pieces and kind of putting the pieces back into a model to see what would happen to different explosives magazines.
And then before becoming data processing branch chief, you were kind of more on the enterprise side too with data, weren't you?
Yeah, I went into IT, so I worked in SharePoint for a while, kind of got that off the ground, and then I moved over to the server team for a little while and led that on the contract side. And then I became, my first civilian position was a program analyst, and then I spent a little time in RM doing financial systems, and then came into data processing.
This is a very exciting time to be in data processing, I'm sure.
Yes.
You're already utilizing machine learning and AI.
Yes, I would say we're more than just dipping our toes into it at this point. So we have been training some models. One of the benefits of saving all the data forever at YPG is we have a lot of data to train models on. So we're getting into that now and trying to automate some of the rote processes that the analysts are doing.
The one that got really widespread acclaim in ATEC was the acoustical scoring.
Yes, so that one actually won the, it was selected as the problem to solve for the AI challenge 2 years ago. And what's really funny about that is AEC helped with the solution and it ended up not being AI. So it's kind of akin to AI, but they just used some algorithms and some filters to solve the problem and it made it exponentially faster for the technicians. Like we can turn the data around now pretty much within the same day, whereas before it was taking weeks. So that was a huge win for us.
And you've got a lot more in the pipeline, too.
Yes. So now we're working on, we're kind of laying down the tech stack, so the foundation and the framework to do more of this type of work at YPG and working closely with our SIX shop. So we've got a lot of tools set up and we're training models for like PGK and we're also training a model for LAT mortar testing. It's been pretty awesome.
You're doing this enterprise-wide in ATEC.
Yeah, we are now setting up a lot of technical exchanges. Like I was just at RTC last week. So we're working with the other ranges to see what tools and infrastructure are you guys using? What kind of models are you training? And trying to, nothing is going to be identical between the ranges, but at least share the knowledge and share tools that seem to work across the board.
As the Army modernizes equipment, we have to modernize data collection as well when we test that equipment.
Yeah, so we have to be prepared for what's coming around the corner. And there's also a lot of testing that happens infrequently, but is still very valuable to the Army. So like, for instance, Apache comes around every 5 years. If the last person that processed it doesn't work here anymore, and it's pretty nuanced and cumbersome process, then the next person kind of has to reverse engineer what they did. So we're trying to automate a lot of that too and document it.
And unlike a private business, you're not really at liberty to decline work from the Army.
Right. We can't say, we don't have enough demand for this product, so we're just going to cut it from our catalog. Like if the Army needs it, then we have to be ready to test it and then get the data to them pretty quickly.
You're a Yuma native, essentially.
Pretty much, yep.
Your dad was in the Marines, but you grew up here and went to COFA and so on.
Yep.
You must like it a little bit. Are you going to stay around a while?
I think I'm pretty much here. We have aging family here, too, and I have, like, siblings nearby, so it would be a hard sell to move away from this region, I think.
Yeah, so it's really good talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you.
For nearly 2 years, Yuma Proving Grounds Garrison has been exploring possible agreements with local government agencies that will lower costs for both parties. The mechanism is called an Intergovernmental Support Agreement, or IGSA. Ben Ricks, chief of the YPG Garrison's Plans Analysis and Integration Office, has led the effort. YPG's first signed IGSA was with the Airport Authority earlier this year.
Well, the IGSA program's been in place. Congress enacted it back in 2013, and we finally were able to take part in that program. So it started probably about 2 years ago when we made contact and really made some serious progress early in the year. From there, it's just been taking off, and we spent quite a bit of money working on getting projects done and getting some very good things developed because of that.
Now, so far, you've reckoned it's resulted in a couple $1 million in cost savings to the government.
With that one alone, about $2 million in savings, and that's on a $10 million limit.
And what sort of work has been done so far with that particular IGSA?
That particular IGSA works on infrastructure and maintenance of facilities. One of the major ones that is already complete is the sewage lagoons. They did some repair on that, but they have many more that they're starting on now. With the end of year money, we've had a lot more projects that just hit, so you'll see a lot more projects start to take off with that.
Well, now, one area in the city you were looking at, I think, is 911.
Yeah, that's a huge one. We've been working with the YRCS, the Yuma Regional Communication System, and that one has got a little bit more investment in it recently, so we'll make some more progress here shortly. But that one is really in dire need, I think, of getting some work done. So we're really looking forward to get that off the ground and supported. There's a lot of work that needs to be done for our 911 system, and working with them will provide all the things that we need.
And there could be benefits in things that people wouldn't think about ordinarily, like, for example, elevator inspections. We don't have a whole lot of elevators here at YPG, but we've got a couple, and it's kind of a tough row to hoe to get someone to come all the way out here to inspect one or two elevators.
That's correct. That's one that we're still researching, finding out what partner that we can actually get with to do that type of service, because we do have like two or three elevators out here that need that annual maintenance.
Could an IGSA be signed that doesn't have anything to do with money being exchanged? Is there services that...
Yeah, it could be an exchange of services as well. Typically, what we've pursued, though, is monetary exchange, but there are other avenues to do that support system, yes.
And there's nothing that says that if you've got an IGSA signed with somebody, you necessarily have to use their particular service.
Yeah, the way that we look at IGSA is just another form of contracting, just another avenue. So we can use multiple approaches to get to the same type of work, yeah.
And you expect there's going to be more in the future to be signed?
We are definitely working with multiple other cities and authorities to get some other services agreed upon. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes before any of these can really be signed and progress. So we're still working.
I hear you've gotten some good feedback from higher levels of the Army just on what you've done so far.
Yeah, we've made great progress, have a pretty good program, I feel, and... we're not stopping. We're continuing to do as much as we can to get this even better.
Hey, Ben, it's really good talking to you today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been great.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.